Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out.
Sometimes you do things you don't know if you should feel bad about, so I'm going to need you to be the judge here, Sean. Earlier today, before work, I stopped at the gas station right up the street here, or trying to direct myself. Maybe it's that way. Whatever it might be. I stopped there to get a couple drinks. Not alcohol, just drinks. And this kid comes up to me. I was the first person he approached, but when I pulled up, he comes up to me and goes, "Hey, do you have any change?" I guess I thought he might have said, "So I can get some chips or a drink." I immediately go, "Sorry, man, I only have my card." And that's how I react anytime I don't have any change. I go, "I don't have my card." It happens a lot when everyone knows you're paused at a stop light, and someone will come up to you and go, "Hey, you got any change?" I'm like, "I don't have any today," and usually I don't. I'm mostly a person who operates just with a card. Rarely have cash at this point. So he approaches another person and who's getting gas, and the woman goes, "Sure, you can come in with me." And then she pays. I guess she buys him some chips, and she puts that on the card, and she puts her gas in the card. And I realize, wait a minute, idiot. You've got a card. You could have bought him some chips or a drink if you wanted to. But my initial reflex is, "Nah, man, I don't have anything," because he asked me for change. I don't even register that I could have just given him. I could have just walked him in there.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, the attendant there was giving the lady who was trying to buy him stuff, she was telling him, she was telling her not to do it.
Really?
She goes, "Don't do it," because I guess she didn't want the kid hanging around. Mm. Like, he was at the bus stop. He approached me, approached someone else, and he approached her. So for like 10 minutes when I was getting prepared for the show, I felt really bad. I said, "I could have got that kid some chips. Why didn't I register that it doesn't matter that I don't have any change?"
But that the cashier would have gotten mad at you.
Yeah, I don't need that in my life.
Yeah. So now you'd be in a position where you could feel better about yourself, being like, "Yeah, you know who's the bad guy in the story? That cashier who wasn't buying."
And the woman who got the kid some chips was lecturing the cashier. The cashier told her why you shouldn't do that. He's hanging around. She goes, "Well, ma'am, I'm a grown woman. He's a kid. You don't know what he's going through. He may not be able to eat or whatever. So I'm an adult. I can pay for this. Like, it's okay." So I don't know if I would have handled that.
Yeah. The pushback, I don't know what you would have.
I don't know if the pushback would have struck me. And, "Oh, you know what? You're right. Kid, beat it." I don't know. I don't know what I would have done.
You're right. And he take the donuts or whatever.
Yeah, whatever he wanted. Just slap him out of his hand. "Give me that. You don't need that."
Because I also think you mentioning that it's chips and a drink is what he wanted. It's crazy because this story takes place at 6 in the morning.
it was about 6:35 or something like that. Yeah.
That is just like,
it's really early in the morning to be eating chips. What happened?
Some sour cream and onion?
Like, I didn't see what he got. I just know that it wound up being chips.
And the Takis?
And the woman was like, "I'll get them."
The break of dawn?
You know, it's a place, it's the place where they have a grill, but I don't know if that woman was willing to wait or just pay for an $8 sandwich, whatever it might have been. But I felt, dummy, just get the kid some chips. And I'm glad he got something. I didn't know.
I wasn't going to get him anything.
I would have,
It just didn't register to me because he asked me for change, and I was being honest and saying I didn't have any. It just didn't click. That
so now the next person that asks you for money
depends if they're a kid or not.
You have no excuse.
No,
oh,
depends if they're a kid.
Okay,
like I'm not. If you're a grown, if you're an adult, maybe a different circumstance.
You had your chance.
Yeah, the universe gave me an opportunity, and I screwed it up. And for any adult approaches me, you'll be one of those guys. What are you doing with your life? You're an adult. Go get a job.
Yeah. You got bootstraps. Pick yourself up.
Yeah. Pull those bootstraps and get to work. Dang it. Had an opportunity to be somewhat of a good Samaritan. I mean, it was just chips. But still. The change thing got me.
If you really want to help him, be like, you know this is really unhealthy for you.
I mean, if we're going to start
Maybe an apple.
If we're going to start judging. No, you don't. You can't tell the kid to get an apple. He goes, I didn't ask for an apple. I can go get an apple anywhere. I asked for change for some chips. You mentioned, maybe some Takis. I don't know. It was early.
It was so early. It was 6 o'clock in the morning.
You want me to be those kids who do, when like, a, you want me to treat the kid like when unhoused people come up to people and go, hey, can I get something for, you know, just a couple bucks? I'll walk you. We can go get something. You want me to do that? Walk them to a restaurant and get them something to eat?
I mean, that's basically what you would have to do with a credit card.
That's true.
Or unless you want to just, here's my Chase card. The numbers.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
No, the card wouldn't have left my hand.
You're going to have to walk them no matter what. So.
That's true. But
maybe just, you know, I don't know. Maybe some Sun Chips.
some. What are, do they have like a tomato version that I don't remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm even at the Sun Chips, he could have got some sour cream and onion. I would have felt better than just some Takis.
Doritos? What about Cool Ranch?
Nah, not that early.
Nacho cheese, though? I think that's fine.
You put cheese on breakfast items,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think nacho cheese Doritos, that's more acceptable to have at 6 in the morning than Cool Ranch for some reason. I can't explain why.
Because there's cheese in the title, and cheese can be used as something you eat in the morning. I don't know, but I'm glad that kid got something to eat. I don't know if this is his gimmick, where he just approaches people.
Yeah, free lunch free breakfast before school.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going at 6:35 in the middle of the summer.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, but I hope that kid's doing okay. I'm a little disappointed in myself that my brain didn't click over.
I hope he's listening right now.
He's. Nah, too busy hustling some other person out of their chip.
Yeah,
money.
It's almost lunchtime. He's
yeah. Hey, can you get some change for a sandwich?
He's standing outside the Subway right now.
Is he at Chick-fil-A right now? It's just his move.
Chick-fil-A is probably the better. Yeah. Chick-fil-A probably has a higher percentage of, I'll buy you something.
Yeah, sure, kid. Yeah, it was great. Nice looking, nice kid. Just came up and caught me off guard. Sorry, man. I gotta get in and edit some sound about Kelly Stafford and all the men reacting to her. Sorry, man. Got my mind on different things. Can't help you out. So that happened to me. Hopefully you guys respond better than I do, because I did not handle that as well as I should have. And something that is less important, although we were just talking about chips, there is a battle going on in college football about who has the cheapest beer. Apparently Tulane tweeted out they have the cheapest beer in all of college football. And all the accounts decided, no, you don't. Louisiana responded with, actually, we have a cheaper option. It got to, in fact, they quote tweeted the picture. BYU responded with, actually, we have the cheapest chocolate milk in college football. Because, you know, the Mormons ain't dealing out beer at their stadium.
They have to be the only team that sells chocolate milk.
The coldest chocolate milk in all of college football.
Oh, the coldest. Yeah. I was also going to say the cheapest. Like, no, you got a captive audience.
Yeah.
Jack those prices up.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Who else is giving out chocolate milk in their building? So it continued, but no one was appreciative of Tulane setting themselves up as the cheapest beer in all of the land. Texas, did that happen relatively recently?
They do not have cheap beer.
No, I know.
They don't have the cheapest.
No chance.
that anything in Austin was going to win that award.
I knew
win
for
that award.
A fact that Texas football was not going to chime in.
They weren't
going
to chime in. In fact, hey, guys, let's stop talking about having this conversation right now because you're going to make us look bad. Texas.
Cheapest what?
In fact, they probably take pride in not having not selling cheap beer. I'm sure the people in California feel the same. I'm sure USC ain't standing on business about how cheap their beer is. It's not how we make any money. We just did renovations in this place.
Yeah, gotta pay for some buyouts.
Yeah.
Let's
go. Yeah, the United Airlines field ain't enough, which is, I think, is what they've named their field. People are worried about the commercialization of college football. Fields named after companies, stadiums named after companies. Now a logo on a jersey is a step too far. Relax. I don't know if you've paid attention to your sport, but we're already going down that path.
Yeah, we already have the Tostitos Bowl. I think we're good.
The Duke Mayo Bowl is a thing.
Yeah,
I think you guys are standing up for the wrong thing. You should have made that stand long ago. When the Rose Bowl fought it for so long, but even they decided to let City get involved.
When it became the Rose Bowl presented by Vizio.
Yeah.
I think that's when we lost.
Yeah, I think that's whatever fight you think you're having ended when the Rose Bowl got involved. But the Rose Bowl's so funny. Their stance was you can't put your name in front of the bowl game.
No, it's presented
by. But you can be presented by. Okay.
All right.
Sure. Just make the name longer, I guess. It's been Vizio. It's been City, I think, at points.
Yeah.
But
I think, like, Prudential has been one. It's, like, some boring. It's always boring stuff. And Vizio.
Yeah.
But it's boring stuff and Vizio.
Oh, Vizio. Doesn't get into the boring stuff.
It's TVs.
You're right. TVs. TVs kind of do
life insurance. Ugh, keep it. Keep it, Rose Bowl.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl presented by Prudential isn't going to make me go get Prudential.
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl presented by Vizio, show me a couple commercials, I might be in.
Yeah.
I might be in.
The only, I like Pacific Life just because of the whales.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's the only one I'm in on. The rest of them, don't care.
You and Greenpeace, the only ones in on that one.
Well, at least it's something different.
Sure.
At least it's not a talking gecko or Flo, who, by the way, needs to get a real job. The actress who plays Flo, get out of here. You had your time in the sun.
What do you mean? You don't want her doing that anymore?
No, I'm good on the progressive people with their white aprons.
Well, I don't mind Flo. I didn't need
the extended universe.
No, I didn't need the P. What would it even be? The PEU, the extended the progressive extended universe. I don't need that.
We're like now there's ones without Flo in them. It's just
what are we doing?
Other people.
I'm not looking for that.
It's just junior mafia it's just all these other guys. I don't care.
I barely care about Flo. I accept her under protest, and now you're giving me them. I know you're all out on Flo. I let Flo keep cashing checks. That's all. I don't mind it at all.
We need to start shaming these people. Like, hey.
You want people just out of commercials?
Just I want creativity, Del. Come up with the next.
That ain't
flow.
About Flo.
Come up with the next Flo, progressive.
So you want it to be like a farm system. Like, all right, Flo's had her run. She's washed. Who do you got next in the pipeline?
Yeah, or scale back the commercials. I just don't want to watch the same thing for my entire life.
Yeah.
And every commercial break.
It would be a little – it is a little weird that our lives have been – like half
Flo
of our lives
been in my
have
life
been
for
Flo.
Like, for 20 of
half
my 28
of our lives
years.
Have been Flo, yes. You know. Even the AT&T woman decided to start directing. She directs those now.
Yeah, and she took a break, too.
Well, yeah, the creeps online got to her. Yeah. Some of those guys are my friends.
The gecko, at least he is animatronic, or not animatronic, but
he's animated.
Animated. And I feel like he also takes a break. They scale back the gecko every once in a while. They had the caveman. Remember the caveman?
Yeah, I do. I didn't know. I just did not know Flo was a point of contention.
Just something about her. Don't like her.
There's a subset of Flo's pretty hot. Subset of people who think that. I am not among them. I don't think of her that way. I think of her as a competent pitch woman.
Well, That's the other thing is like, what makes a good insurance commercial? Nothing.
Nothing. I've never used one of those to make a decision.
Like, what? They're obviously looking at data, being like, gotta keep pumping out the Progressive Extended Universe. People love all the underlings too. What data is showing that? Like,
who asked for this?
Who's sitting here being like, love these guys?
No one. No.
Maybe Mayhem, all right?
I do like Mayhem. Mostly because I know him from other things. And, yeah, oh, yeah, that's the guy I've seen in Oz or whatever. He's
like, Mayhem's like overqualified to be Mayhem.
But those checks got to be pretty
same
good
with
to be Mayhem.
The Allstate guy, the deep voice guy.
Dennis Haysbert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake Denzel. Yes.
I don't know if that's his official title. Fake Denzel.
He kind of looks like Denzel. Mm. He was also the president in 24.
I'm aware. And he was in Major League 2.
Oh, yeah.
Serrano.
Yeah.
He was just bold in that, so people forget sometimes. Yeah, it was him. Now I remember. It was definitely him. We'll come back with things that actually have to do with the world of sports. I had to work through some. It wasn't trauma. I had to work through some regret before we got to some other stuff. So we'll come back with Case Keenum. He discussed his once and now current teammate, Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs, big topic of conversation, and we'll hear from his former quarterback when we come back.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Mate Stephon Diggs, what's it like to be reunited with Stephon? I know he's excited, he's fitting right in.
Yeah, it's really cool to get back out there and to see Stephon on the practice field with, and to watch him just absolutely do some dirty things on some routes that I haven't seen anybody else be able to do. He's a dynamic player, and he has not lost a step. If anything, he's got more savviness with some stuff that he could put some extra sauce in some routes when he needs to, but you know, when there's not time to take patience, he's got to go right now. So he's done a great job of continuing to build his craft and work his tool set. So I'm excited to see what he can do in the fall.
You're back for year two. Obviously, a lot of fun last year, and you contributed to.
Case Keenum, he was at a camp, I believe. A lot of guys are doing that before they get to their actual camp as a training camp will begin. This is the time to maybe not just hang out if you want to help the community, because you're not going to have that time coming up. So this is the little break between whether it be mandatory mini camp or OTAs and training camp to get that
back.
Stuff in. To give back, pay unlike me when it came to a guy, a little kid who wanted chips.
Case Keenum would have whipped out that.
He probably would have had a couple bucks. Or maybe invite that kid to the camp. I don't know.
Here's a 20. Go crazy.
Yeah. Buy all the Takis you want.
I really wish you saw what he bought.
I did not see.
I'm now interested.
Yeah.
Just Takis and a red Gatorade at 6:30 in the morning. Wow.
Life is tough sometimes. Just trying to get yourself through the day.
Honestly, I mean, the craziest part for me, to put myself in that kid's shoes, would be being up at 6:30 on.
Yeah, I don't know where he was going.
June 24th.
He was at the bus stop, so he looked like he might have been in a uniform. I don't remember.
Yeah,
I just saw a blur of a kid asking me for stuff, and my immediate thought was, "I ain't got it."
But that definitely would have been a Sean Mapes 15-year-old, 16-year-old meal where it's just like, yeah, sour cream and onion and a Gatorade. Let's do it.
Yeah, with age comes.
That's fueling me for the rest of the day.
Yeah, true. When you get older, it's like, I'm not going to start the day with potato chips, am I?
Do they have a Clif Bar or something?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You set a standard for yourself and like, yeah, well, I'll go with this because the other thing means I'm down bad. But he's 12, so eat what you want, kid. Eric wants to talk about a couple of Astros who are injured right now. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Does anybody know when Garcia or Junior are going to come back? They just keep getting us, like, garbage updates, but are they actually going to pitch this year? And I kind of like the guy, the slow commercials. I think the other characters are pretty funny. And, Adele, have you seen The Pope's Exorcist? Is it good?
I have seen The Pope's Exorcist. It's not good. It's fine. You can watch it and be somewhat entertained. It all depends on your level of good. If you like Russell Crowe, watching him play an exorcist, I think that's him, it's fine. It's fine. It's a fine movie on a Friday or whatever day it is if you don't have anything else to do. I'm not telling anyone to wrangle up some of your favorite people and make it a thing where it's a watch party. It's fine, Eric. As far as the McCullers and Luis Garcia thing, we've heard July for Garcia. The Lance McCullers thing feels like, who knows? It always feels like that. I wouldn't count on either one of them, and I would just make McCullers the guy you count on less. We don't know. We hear that Luis Garcia is closer, and if we're expecting one of those guys to come back, I would look to him.
Is the junior too busy running his coffee shop or what?
No, he's trying. I don't think Haven Coffee is the reason why he won't come back. I can't speak to Lance McCullers' recovery time. We just know that it isn't great. Yeah, there's a report from the Chronicle, and you mentioned the garbage updates, but what I can give people who don't know, there was a report from the Chronicle that Luis Garcia faced live batters on Saturday in the minor league facility in West Palm, and if he responds well to that, he will likely start a rehab assignment at rookie level down there as well. That's according to Joe Espada.
Who's working the Houston Astros medical staff? Interns or what's going on?
I'm sure
Junior's over there throwing frappuccinos instead of fastballs.
I don't think all he does is use coffee supplies to train. I feel like he's throwing actual baseballs. It's just he doesn't recover well from injuries. We know this, and that's all we can say. Look, Luis Garcia, if what he did on Saturday and there are no problems, he's going to start a rehab assignment. So probably means sometime in July, we're going to hear that Luis Garcia is going to be back with the Major League Club. I got no idea about Lance McCullers.
Well, Garcia doesn't have any issues braiding his hair. I mean, he needs to be throwing those fastballs, dancing on the mound instead of in the streets.
Eric's really leaning into, I don't want to see these guys do anything but train and rehab. Thanks, Eric, for the call. I appreciate you being really upset about the absence of Garcia and McCullers. He wants his guys back.
Yeah. Quit grinding those beans, all right? Get back on the mound.
Quit writing Jennifer's name on a cup.
stop misspelling the names of these people.
Yeah. Yeah. Get back out there. Don't screw. Make sure that's a vanilla latte.
Hey, Lance, it's Dell with one L, all
right? Exactly. If I ever drank coffee, I that would be a that would definitely be a problem for me. I would tell people it's Dell with one L, and I still get the two L's.
You'd probably get like a longer name too. It'd be like Dell with one L. Like,
yeah, there'd be some real funny
W
runny funny barista who's, you know what? Oh, is that your name? I'm gonna write that whole thing. All right, I just want some coffee, man. Just why are we playing games? Just give me my coffee.
Give me my damn coffee.
Yeah, well, I'm not here for this. I just want my coffee with my correct name on it. So, yeah, if you're frustrated, I get it, Eric. It's just the way it is. And garbage update or not, Luis Garcia feels like he's getting closer and closer. He just has to respond well, and whatever that might mean. If he responds well, I guess if his arm doesn't fall off after his Saturday rehab, then we might see him.
I want to. Yes, it's his body responding well, not him emotionally responding well to it.
I think he'll recover from Saturday's outing. It's just about the body. I don't think he'll be broken mentally by it. Hopefully,
hey,
not.
Those West Palm Beach kids were taking me deep.
And kids is probably correct. Probably some high school kids that ain't got nothing to do during the summer who were out there taking cuts.
Yeah. Eating Takis at 6 in the morning.
Look, that kid was 12. He wasn't even of high school age, I think. Maybe he was going to summer school to make sure he got into high school. I don't know. I'm casting aspersions because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I'm insulting him because I feel bad about myself. That kid, I'm sure, is great.
I don't know.
Why he's going to school on June 24th? I can't speak to that.
I don't know why he was working the corners, you know?
That's aggressive. Huh? He's working the bus stop, at least.
Seen The Wire. I know what happens.
Oh, wow. He didn't have a backpack on either, so I don't know what he was doing. But he was at that bus stop. Hopefully he got to where he needed to go. Or he's got a hustle going where he just gets a bag of chips at a time. Maybe this. Maybe need to upgrade the game if that's what he's. If that's the end goal, every couple of hours he gets a bag of chips. Eric, we welcome you. Appreciate your passion. Your Astros have overcome all the things you're worried about, though. McCullers, Garcia not around overcomes a little strong. What they've done the last month or so is play pretty good baseball. They have done that. They sweep the Orioles. Even another pitching injury couldn't keep that from happening with Jake Bloss now going on the IL with inflammation. They say it's minor, but as I pointed out in the first segment, nothing can be taken for granted when it comes to the Astros and their injury diagnosis. Be minor inflammation. That doesn't mean he won't be out for 4 months. It's just how Astros and their pitchers have rolled over the course of the last maybe 18 to 24 months. So we hope Jake Bloss is okay. And the Astros have the day off. They will play Colorado and then see the Mets. So we'll see if they can get over 500 by the end of the month. It certainly feels like the favorite now because of the way they're playing and because of who they're seeing the rest of the way. We know they dominate the Rockies, particularly when it's in Mexico. We'll see if they can do that in this country. And then they get a Mets team who lost a closer because of a foreign substance. We know what that's about here. We can talk about that when we come back. There's some news from, it's not news, but Brian Windhorst commented on the Rockets and what he thinks they're going to do. It's more of the same, but Windy, maybe a trusted source, maybe more than others. We'll hear from him when we come back.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are.
No, not really. Okay.
Nile points out, Nile noted archivist of Astros history and big into their minor league stuff, that Kendall Graveman may make a surprising return. At least that came out over the weekend, maybe late last week, that Kendall Graveman isn't a lock to not come back. So, Eric, there's another guy working hard to try to get back for your Astros. Kendall Graveman will certainly help that. Will certainly have that bullpen. If he comes back, maybe we see less and less of Montero, which I guess would be welcome, considering that even in a game where there was very little pressure, Montero could not avoid being Montero over the weekend. Astros overcame that, won that series, swept that series, and now are just 6 games back of the Mariners. The Mariners lose 2 out of 3 to the Marlins, and it's funny, a lot of Marlins people were like, or Florida people were like, could we trade this for one Stanley Cup win, one more? The Marlins could lose the rest of the month or the rest of the year. Just give us a win, and we'll see what the Oilers and the Panthers do tonight as the Oilers try to make history and the Panthers try to avoid some infamy. So I think they're on a run in that town where the Marlins and the Panthers haven't won on the same day in like a month. So they
want the Marlins to lose
tonight. Definitely.
Panthers to win.
Yes. The Marlins, maybe they did the Astros some favors. If you believe in superstition, they did the Panthers no favors as they've played better over the last couple of days, and we've seen what happened to the Panthers. So
Marlins are in KC to take on the Royals.
Well, that's a good team, but they were hosting a good team over the weekend, and it didn't matter. Yeah. So who knows? Those games are going to be going pretty simultaneously, so you can't lean into one. Oh, the Marlins won, yeah, so bet on the Oilers.
I looked it up hoping they play, and they probably wouldn't play a Monday afternoon day game, but I was hoping that they played a day game just so we could lock it in.
Yeah, lock in an Oilers win, but those games are going to be going at the same time. I'm trying to look at the exact start. Maybe it's 8-0. Through one, and then you'll know. The Marlins game, first pitch is 7:10, and the finals will start about that same time, too. So you're not going to know. You can't use that as an example. But those two have not really – well, they sunk. They've not been able to win on the same day. So here's hoping if you're a Panthers fan that the Marlins do lose. We do have some – I mentioned some Windhorst sound to get to. Brian Windhorst. He's on the hoop, as I continue to get text messages. Brian Windhorst, part of the Hoops Collective. It's his podcast. He has multiple ESPN personalities on that, depending on the week. He is a guy who knows some things. We remember the meme. In fact, I think Sean, I don't know if you did it today, but you did it last week, maybe. What is going on? Brian Windhorst thinks he knows what the Rockets' plan is, and it's something a lot of people have reported, but not bad to get it from someone in the know. Here's Brian Windhorst on the Rockets' plans for three and their plan for this offseason.
Certainly, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that anything is guaranteed. That said, McMahon, the Rockets are being active, and it looks in the conversations that I've heard about that they are looking to, you know, move out of three and maybe even stay in the lottery. But no matter what they do, they are looking to acquire a veteran player that is going to immediately help them now.
So more of the same. That's a team who is not sitting back. They don't want a slow rebuild. When Ime Udoka got here, we know he's come from winning spots, whether it be an assistant with Spurs. He was, I believe, an assistant on those Nets, a couple of those Nets teams when they were trying to get their big three together before he took the Boston job, which is a team who made the finals in his one and only year there. So he's not looking to be bad or even mediocre. And I think the Rockets are done with a full rebuild. They're not going to trade away all their young talent because they think that talent can help them win a title. But they're going to at least entertain the aspect of trading some of it to acquire a big piece. So it'll just be about what they – look, the thing is, let's just say the pie in the sky players are not coming. Whether you think Jimmy Butler would help, whether you think Kevin Durant would help or Paul George would help, and I think I'm about to remove Donovan Mitchell from the equation. Kenny Atkinson, former Rockets assistant, has been hired by the Cavs, and the Cavs believe now that the coach is in place, Donovan Mitchell will sign that extension. That's yet to be seen. So let's say we remove him from the equation too, where you're not getting a clear star to superstar type player. I don't think that precludes the Rockets from adding another veteran. Question will be at what price and who's out there. I don't know if there's anyone out there that would make me feel great. Like, I've seen Chris Middleton's name being thrown around. And I'm like, okay, sure.
Okay.
I mean, he's fine. He's older. He plays less and less games. Is that someone I'm looking to grab to help my team? Is he going to be available when I need him?
Yeah, I think the fact that they have the third pick that helps them in the, like you're saying, adding someone without necessarily giving up the farm to do so, where they have matching salary and the third pick in this draft. So they can, yeah, and like Windhorst was saying, they can even just like trade down.
Where yeah, that was interesting to hear too.
They get. I mean, it's been talked about them being interested in Marcus Smart.
But then I saw the Grizzlies. A report said the Grizzlies have no interest in trading Marcus Smart. But it's someone of his caliber.
Yes, and I'm just using the Marcus Smart example of they can trade three for Marcus Smart and nine, and so you're trading down six spots and adding a rotation piece.
Getting a real piece. Yeah, I see that as plausible. Maybe even more than some giant trade that gets you superstar, because yeah, a lot goes into that. It the preference of the star, whether you're willing to give them an extension. So I could see that something on draft there or leading up to it where they're trading and using the discrepancy between picks to grab a player they really like.
Yeah, maybe someone on Portland at seven, maybe Malcolm Brogdon, someone
speaking
like
of
that.
Guys who never play.
Yeah, well, or Anthony Simons.
Jalen Green's like, excuse me, I'm sitting right here.
Okay. Yeah, that's really, I mean, you have San Antonio at eight.
But I get what you're saying. A player on a team that
Chicago at 11.
Can shake loose. You can shake that player loose, and all it costs you is a couple of draft spots, and particularly in a draft where there may not be much difference between three and nine or eight or wherever it might be that you fall if you do make the trade. So I would. Yeah, I kind of think that's more likely some draft day thing where you find maybe a sixth or seventh guy that can be solidly a part of your rotation. What does it mean for your upside? I don't know. But you also have your ninth pick as well, or whatever the pick is you might get.
And there's always the chance that, I mean, the draft needs to actually play out. And like you said, it's so kind of flat at the top where there's not yet a accepted, because there's not a clear number one or even top two, that there's not like an accepted order where, you know, last year's draft, everyone knew Wembanyama was going first. Like, that was just like Wembanyama's first. The year before that, it was the top three of Jabari, Chet, and Paolo in some order. And this year, there just isn't that. There's like five different guys that are, the Hawks might pick them at one. And so for a lot of the teams that Houston would be trading down with, they want to wait until the draft to see, is the guy that we're trading up for even going to be there? Maybe they really love they would love Donovan Clingan, and they have to make sure he doesn't go number one. They would love one of the French guys, and they have to make sure one of them doesn't go before the third spot. So that's why I really feel like we're going to be kind of in a holding pattern until Wednesday night when it comes to what the Rockets are going to
do. Yeah, it might be something where we hear where Woj breaks some news or Shams breaks some news in between the second and third pick.
Yeah.
It's very possible. Something about the Rockets and whoever are working on a trade that would send insert player and the pick swap. The Rockets will make the pick for so-and-so, and it won't be finalized until whenever. It's, you know, the terminology for that.
And I hope they do it with the way that they'll sometimes do it, where they're trading up. Team X is trading up with the Rockets for whatever, and you're like, now just refreshing, being like, oh, what are they trading? Like, what are the Rockets getting? Why are they just trading down?
Yeah.
Is there? And then you let your mind wander. You're like, oh, maybe they're Ja Morant? I don't know. Desmond Bane?
And how far? I guess the question is, how far will the Rockets drop to pick up a player they really like that's an existing NBA player?
I like three for Caruso and 11, but they had the Bulls had other plans for Caruso.
Yeah, they just wanted a point guard that they really liked, without any extra picks.
Yeah,
you know, the same. You know, they made a trade for Josh Giddey when they were trying to acquire multiple first rounders for Caruso until, you know, Josh Giddey became available, and that was enough.
Hey,
maybe they can flip Josh Giddey for something. Who knows? The Bulls, one of the franchises no one understands what they're doing, which it also means that they can't even attach Caruso with Zach LaVine to help people swallow that contract better.
No.
Zach LaVine's another guy who's on the move, who could be on the move.
Giddey, LaVine, DeRozan, Vucevic.
I don't
to Chicago Bulls basketball.
I don't think Zach LaVine is someone the Rockets are looking to acquire. He would be a veteran, but his knees are older than Kevin Durant's.
We've been talking a lot about the Rockets, you know, making a trade. Even the deadline, I think even last offseason, there was a little bit of like, well, they're in phase two. What are the big swings that they can make? And they haven't actually made
make a move, Rafael Stone. We've been talking about you guys for months.
Yeah, I mean,
something.
They signed Brooks and Van Vliet, but that's not like.
And did you the report? There's a report that they told Brook Lopez.
Yeah,
that if you sign with Milwaukee, they're going to trade you. And now Brook Lopez is on the trade block.
Yes,
Milwaukee's looking to move Brook Lopez, and apparently the Rockets told him this was going to happen, just because of where Milwaukee stood as far as their build right now.
Yeah, but the Rockets still haven't made like that chips all in. Like, they haven't traded a core six guy. Like, they just haven't. They haven't actually done that.
Are you going to call? Are you going to do this? Are you going to lean into Rocket fans' nonsense and call them a core six?
No, they're a core six.
Now a core seven if they keep the pick and take Reed Shepard. So Wednesday is when we'll actually have. Well, not for this show because it'll be after. But Wednesday is when eventually get some real concrete news about what the Rockets are doing, and then we'll talk about it. After that, we got one more segment to go here. I'll mention the player who won't be available for the Astros-Met series. It's about a foreign substance, so we know it happened to Ronel Blanco. It's happened to a Met. We'll talk about that, and we'll get into. I'm not sure. There's a basketball tournament that's been canceled for reasons. I mean, the name should have been a clue, and we'll get into USF, South Florida, trying to mimic what Texas did, but doing it poorly. We'll get to that when we come back.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
So we were going, and we probably still will, still get to it, but something popped up on the timeline and just started me to ask questions of Sean during the break. So I was unaware that Bill Belichick's girlfriend, somehow I missed it. I knew she was a cheerleader. I didn't know she was still competing in events as like a competitive cheerleader. Hell, I didn't know they had competitive cheerleading events and a season for adults. So I asked Sean during the break, what's that? What are the friend groups like? Because we know the age difference, 48 years. Do what you want, Bill. If you can do it, you can do it. Who am I to judge? But the conversations that have to be had, who are in these friend groups and what are the conversations? Because if you are in, her name's Jordan Hudson's friend group, do you at any point go, what the hell's going on here? Do her friends have that conversation? And do Bill Belichick's friends group have that conversation? And Sean says, who's in his friends group? And I thought Romeo Crennel would be in his friend group. Longtime defensive coordinator. Guys like who else would be in Bill Belichick's friend group? Bill Parcells?
Bill Parcells, Charlie Weiss.
Charlie Weiss, possibly. Do they?
Joe Judge.
So, maybe. So, and I guess his only friends are people he used to coach with. We don't know his friends.
I don't know. So, oh, Nick Saban.
So
I would love to know Nick Saban's thoughts on this relationship.
So what is happening? So Bill Belichick does a sit-down, long-form interview with Pat McAfee, a weekly appearance on a Tuesday, and then he's going to Jordan Hudson's competitive cheerleading on a Wednesday. They've already been spotted together. He's already been at her events. We know this to be the case. So is this his life? Is he showing up at competitive cheerleading events, supporting his girlfriend? Or at some point, someone gets a hold of Bill, like, look, we understand what you're doing, but you ain't got to make public appearances. That's a step too far.
Will Pat McAfee ask him about this?
If he has any guts, if he's got any, he will. I don't know if he will. He likes his very important and you know, news making friends. Maybe he doesn't want to do it.
It's tough because I feel like if he was on like tomorrow with Pat McAfee, you have to ask. You absolutely have to ask.
But a couple months from now during the football season,
yeah,
he doesn't ask.
It's also like more real of a relationship than.
Yeah, you don't. Now you're not making fun of the guy when he's still with this woman.
Yeah. And also there's real football going on. Like now I don't know what they would even talk about with.
Yeah, what's the point other than this particular relationship? There's no point to have him on right now. I'm always into logistics. But I'm just thinking about the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce thing. A big friend group shows up, but it's people you expect. Oh, Blake Lively's there. Ryan Reynolds is there. Okay, I get it. That's Hollywood people. They're supporting Taylor Swift. They're in that group. I can't imagine Bill's football guy showing up to support his girl at a competition. I can't see it. Is Tom going to be there? No, they're not friends. Can't be there.
No. Josh McDaniels.
Well, Josh is just around hoping Bill takes another job.
Yeah, he's hoping if he stands next to Bill Belichick again, he'll get another head coaching job. Yeah. You know, Nick Saban, number one, who I want – to know his honest feelings about this. Number two, Brian Flores.
I don't even want their feelings. I want the shots of them sitting in the crowd with Bill while she's competing. I just want those guys lined up. You know, them getting excited like a. I'm trying to think of all the people who have been at those. Like a Ryan Reynolds is when Shake It Off comes on. When she hits a whatever, I don't know the terminology for the flips. When she hits one of those and sticks it, pretty good movie from the aughts, Stick It with Missy Pilgrim. Ryan should call about that, about his OnlyFans thing. By the way, wouldn't happen, Ryan. She's on that FBI show. She's been on it for years. Don't worry about it. It's not going to happen. That's what I'm looking for. Those shots of Bill's friends, mostly football people, because that's all we know, celebrating Jordan winning a competition, and not Michael Jordan, Jordan Hudson. We'll see. I need picks, and not the ones you would normally say, I want to see picks. I need to see those guys out there celebrating her accomplishments.
At the Bring It On competition.
Whatever it's called in Orlando, wherever it is.
The Bring It On Invitational.
At the Wide World, what's it called?
The Wide World of Sports.
Wide World of Sports in Disney World. I need to see it. Bill hanging out, supporting this girl, and Steve Belichick hanging out too. All his guys.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what's
Michael Lombardi?
Steve.
Isn't Michael Lombardi like a Patriot, like a Bill Belichick guy too? You show up there too. Get them all in the building. Come on. You know it'd be great.
I wonder what Robert Kraft. I wonder if Robert Kraft said
Robert Kraft, you know, older guy. He has a younger wife. Not this young.
The thing is, I don't want to know. I don't want the friend. I'm not interested in, like, the friends and what they say to his face. I want to know about, like, the car ride back when they're talking. When, you know, again, Brian Flores is talking to his wife about this. Like, what are they saying behind Bill's back about this?
Yeah, those are answers we're never going to get, but we can guess.
What is Nick Saban telling Miss Terry?
Does
Miss Terry and
when Bill
Nick
invites
Saban
them both to one of her competitions, and Miss Terry's like, "We're not effing going to that thing, Nick. We're not showing up at that thing.
It's just a 6-hour drive. I don't know.
We're not going." I don't think Nick would even ask her. He knows better. Miss Terry ain't having it. She's too busy raging against the new recruiting world and why her husband had to take a step back. That's her thing.
Oh, she's against the new recruiting world?
Didn't we hear that story that Miss Terry would talk about how things are different now? It ain't the way we used to do things.
Now I remember that.
Yeah.
I was like, was she on Feinbaum or something?
No.
And I missed it?
No. I need all those guys. Like, Michael Lombardi has his own podcast. Whoever does that with him, you need to ask him about what he thinks about Bill Belichick and going to those cheerleading competitions, competitive ones at that. Okay, a couple things before we wrap it up. Edwin Diaz, Mets closer, won't be available if consistency is a thing, because he should be suspended 10 games for having a foreign substance on his hand. We know Ronel Blanco suffered the same fate. Of course, Diaz is a reliever, so he may get hit possibly with missing more games, not more than a 10-game suspension, but because of his status as a reliever, it could be 3-4 instead of the 2 that Blanco got. If you haven't seen the picture, find him. It's obvious. All over his hand. He got ejected before throwing a pitch against the Cubs yesterday. And the other thing, Sean, have you heard of the Nothing But Ass basketball tournament?
Yes, I have heard about it.
Well, it's good that you've heard of it, because it's not going to happen. It's been canceled. You can imagine what it would be. It's just a tournament with women who have, well, I'm not. They're not nothing but ass.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But women whose backsides would be highlighted because of what they look like and their size. The unfortunate thing for the tournament is that no school or district official approved the activity depicted in the video. The video is a video of a woman who might fit into the tournament, twerking, dancing, in a way to promote. And apparently the high school was like, wait a minute. We didn't know the event at one of our schools would include such activity. So we were okay with the name, I guess. We were okay with the basketball tournament.
Well, because they just say NBA.
That's true. They don't tell you what NBA stands for. Acronym. It's like USMNT. If you don't know what it means, hey, okay, whatever. They tried to get away with just an acronym, but because of the content of the video and, you know, the content of the would-be tournament, it gets canceled. And I got to say, I understand it, but what happened to freedom of expression? It's freedom of speech, but I would use expression as well. It's during the summer, right? Just let the basketball tournament go off.
Twerking is a version of speech. It's not, I don't think
it speaks to me.
I don't think it's what the
founding fathers
pictured, but they also didn't picture Twitter, you know?
It's true. They also didn't picture some people having the same rights as others until later on.
All right. What? All men are created equal, Dell.
The problem was they didn't consider some people men.
In principle.
Yes. I mean, not in practice. But we will write it into law. When we actually enforce it, that'll wait. That'll wait a couple years.
Not my job.
somebody else's job. I won't even be around for that. But the unfortunately for some, the Nothing But Ass tournament won't go off because the school officials realized what it was actually about. We're done. Gallant and George are up next, followed by the Killer Bees. And what do we do today, Sean?
We did it!
That's right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP. Purpose built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose built for distribution. Enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.